persistent. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Jack of All, Casey.
Yeah, you're talking to.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Slash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Tara?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're calling to speak with you about listing Jack of All on the first page of Google for your services there, using the keywords in the area. And you know when you do a search on Google, it'll show the map of the local area? It pops up in the middle?
Right.
Of okay. And next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages of them in there. But on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
Yeah, I know, because every time I'll go to Google and try to look up a specific company that does a specific thing, I don't get that company doesn't come up first.
Right.
Company doesn't its own business come up first.
Yeah.
It's very irritating.
Pages and pages of them in there, right? The list goes
yeah.
on and on. But on
yeah.
that first page, that's where we would list. She was on that first page. And the way that... were able to do that, it's the same reason we're calling today, is they had a page one position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to the area today. We'll be calling through to fill that open position there. And I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice. I'm sorry if I crack on you. So if we were to program Jack of All in to appear there too, they block out one of those spaces for you. So that way you'll always be there. Every time that search is performed, you'll be one of their options, you know, to catch them at that moment. But they have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you. So your registered business address is the 64030, but the name of the company is Jack of All KC. So are you servicing like both sides of Kansas City, or is it just the Missouri side?
Mostly the Missouri side. I mean, I'll go over to Kansas every once in a while or something, but mostly around the Belton and Raymore area is predominantly where I work.
Okay, great. Thank you for telling me.
Belton, Raymore, Grandview. Occasionally I wander up to Raytown or whatever, but usually don't need to. I'm usually too booked up where I'm at. Okay.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Hold on,
sure.
No, you're good. I was just, the thing was up on the phone and I'm running navigation here and it was blocking my view.
Is
so,
it just you, or are you and a helper, or like a partner?
Just me and my 10-year-old son.
Oh, cool. Okay.
He's my partner. Yeah.
Okay.
He gets 25, or he gets 33%. He's 33%. He got a raise. So
he does. It goes in his what? In his savings, or does he get to spend it?
Well, I encourage you to put the bulk of it in savings. Usually, like, if it comes up, like, what, say he made $350, I tell him, put the $300 in the bank and go spend the $50 and enjoy yourself. You earned it, yeah.
Right on. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, great. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, my name is Dylan.
Dylan, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah. Why are you losing your voice?
I don't know. Sometimes it just happens. You know, it's like once every couple of years, that's where things seem like I feel fine, but my voice will go out. Every couple of years, it usually takes about a week, so I'm trying to make it through the day, and hopefully I'll just be quiet all weekend, you know?
Yeah.
But it's baseball season,
you feel like
so
you
I don't
strained
know.
It? You strained it?
I don't
yelling,
think...
or you think...
I'm not yelling.
I recently had to go with a staph infection in my larynx.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, maybe I'll go in since you said that.
maybe see an ENT. I mean, they just show a scope up your nose and it goes down there and then have you sing for them while they look at it.
Okay.
Anyway.
I might go in. Yeah, if it's still there on Monday, I think I will go in because I can't. I got to use my voice all day, you know. And
for your job, right? It's important.
For my job, right? It's very important. And I have a 10-year-old son too, so you know, we got to talk.
Yeah.
And
I also have a 10-year-old grandson.
Oh, you do?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So he's an uncle. No, he's a an uncle, uncle.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and it sounds, Dylan, it sounds like you see value in all of this, right? Being listed there at that moment, people are.
I do, and I don't want to waste much of your time right now. Jack of all is, we'll say, kind of on park. And I was actually this last year I was transitioning into being a little more focused. Is focusing on fencing, and so I was a peculiar fence guy as my new thing. That's what my son and I were doing this last year. But right now, I'm going through a high conflict divorce, and my wife sold my truck, which is my primary business asset, so she could cut my legs off financially. So I'm not doing any of that right now. So how much would it cost for me to get on that front page?
Yes, I can pull up the pricing for you. And really, the hard part about getting to that first page, it's not so much the cost, it's the area. So there has to be a position available in the geographic area for those keywords in order to get there. And that would happen. That's why we're assigned to that area today. But the good news is if you're the sole owner operator, so they have special rates for our sole owner operators. I'm not going to count your 10-year-old son in this, but we'll just count you, right? I just
all
need
right.
to grab Nadine.
Yeah, he's a 1099.
Okay. I just need to grab Nadine. She's my regional manager for the area. I need her to come over and apply that rate for us. Hang on here.
Hi, Dylan. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Doing good?
How are you?